Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Ja'Cory Kroski-Mayer, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Happy Monday morning to you, Roster Watch Nation. It's your friendly neighborhood trash man. Back to talk football, fantasy football in particular. And unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that there has been a major event that has transpired over the last several days, since Thursday to be exact. That is the 2025 NFL Draft. Some surprises definitely occurred, but also, you know, some things that we were expecting to happen, or at least I was expecting to happen, did happen. We're going to talk about both. Position by position, because that's the way I want to do it. So first, we have to start off with the quarterbacks who were drafted. To no one's surprise, Cam Ward was taken with the number one pick in the draft. We've already talked about round one. So this is a bit, you know, this is a bit of a rehash, but Cam Ward went number one to the Tennessee Titans. The Titans needed a quarterback. They've needed a quarterback for a while now, but they've swung and missed on Malik Willis and Will Levis. Hopefully, they found their guy in Cam Ward. Cam Ward, stoic at the draft. You know, all business. You like to see it, but maybe you also like to see a little bit of excitement. I don't know, maybe he was just nervous, but he's definitely unflappable. And that's something you want to see in your quarterback. So Ward, arguably the best prospect of this group, of this quarterback group, maybe not the most NFL ready. I mean, you could give that nod to Shedeur Sanders, but Ward will start this season. I mean, he has to. The Titans want a chance. He has to. Titans put together decent offensive line that should protect him well enough. And they've actually given him some weapons on offense, a few. We'll talk about those subsequently. But good first pick by the Titans. The second quarterback taken in the draft, Jackson Dart, also round one, number 25 overall to the Giants, to the New York Football Giants. The Giants weren't, I guess, scrambling for a QB. They have Russell Wilson. They have Jameis Winston to bridge whatever gap they need to bridge. But they moved up for Dart, so they wanted him. They didn't want Shedeur Sanders. They wanted Jackson Dart. Dart is a prospect. He's a project. He won't be ready for NFL action off the bat, but he doesn't have to be. They have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston ready to go. So they can bring Dart along slowly. Big arm, big boy, can move his feet. It makes sense. It's a good fit for the Giants and for Dart. He's got a ways to go, but, you know, by next season or the season after that even, he could look like the franchise quarterback for the New York Giants. So good move for the Giants. The Giants made a lot of good moves, to be honest. They had a pretty good draft, one of the better drafts that I recognize. Unfortunately, as a Dallas Cowboys fan. The first quarterback taken in the second round, though, Tyler Shough. I'm so confused on how to say his name. I feel like it should be like Shough, like cough, but it sounds like people are like hardening that those ending sounds, which doesn't make sense to me. But hey, I imagine it'll happen for the rest of his career, however long that is. But he goes to number 40 overall to the Saints. Saints needed a quarterback. Derek Carr playing games. Don't even know if he's going to start this season, be ready to start the season. I don't know that I want him to start this season.
Shough
is one of the older prospects in the NFL. Well, in the NFL draft, an old rookie will be 26 when the season starts. Has injury history. But maybe his experience makes him more ready for the NFL. You know, he managed Louisville's offense pretty well. Seems like a decent quarterback. Seems like he could be another Derek Carr, potentially. I don't know that he has a super high ceiling. But maybe he'll take more chances than Carr. So again, though, no shooter Sanders. We thought he could go in the first round. You know, that was the general sentiment for weeks, for months. And then as the draft neared, it seemed less and less likely that he'd be taken in the first round. He wasn't taken in the first round. Ultimately, he wasn't taken in the second. Tyler Shough was taken before him. And I mean, I'll address Shough when we get to him, but this is one of the biggest, it's got to be a big surprise for everybody watching the draft, that Tyler Shough was taken ahead of Shedeur Sanders. Another guy taken ahead of Shedeur, Jalen Milroe from Alabama, round 3, number 92 overall to the Seattle Seahawks. I really like this pick. This might have been my favorite draft pick thus far. We're talking quarterbacks. Milroe, who's an amazing athlete. You know, he's shown to be inconsistent throughout his college career, and that's why he wasn't taken in the first round. But he has all the traits to have massive upside in the NFL. Goes to a Seattle team that sorely needs a quarterback. I mean, they're working with Sam Darnold, who we know can be the answer for you for a while, but can also be your greatest nightmare, your biggest nightmare under center. So he joins Sam Darnold, Drew Locke, who is no lock, and Jaren Hall in the quarterback room. There really isn't a hard road to toe for Milroe. Applied Literature asking, Trashman, is Milroe a first-round rookie pick to you? I mean, if we're talking about potential, then yes. If we're talking about upside, then yes. If we're talking about starting this season, then no. But then again, neither is Jackson Dart if that's the case. Milroe, if we're talking about upside, talking about his potential to affect an NFL team in the way that you want them to be, want one to be affected for fantasy purposes and otherwise, yes, I think Jalen Milroe is a first-round pick. I mean, if Anthony Richardson is a first-round pick, I mean, Milroe isn't quite Richardson as far as just, you know, athleticism and tangibles, but he's not too far off. But if we're talking about potential upside, yeah, I think Milroe is a first pick, first round pick. Dylan Gabriel taken after Milroe, round 3, number 94 overall to the Browns. Scratching my head on this one. I thought Sanders was going to go to the Browns. I thought it would be at the top of the second round. I did not think Dylan Gabriel would go before him. I don't think anyone did. I mean, Gabriel had a good time in Oregon, very prolific, but smaller in stature, takes long to get through his reads, questionable arm strength, questionable accuracy. Why he went before Sanders? Because they wanted to send a message. The NFL wanted to send a message to Sanders and quarterbacks of his ilk, players of his ilk who think that they can come in and throw their weight around in the interview process. You know, it's funny though, because you think, you know, like in years past, we have quarterbacks holding out saying they wouldn't even be drafted by certain teams. And that was okay. I think Sanders, due to his pedigree, his famous father, Dion, I think that had something to do with it. But to me, you know, okay, send a message, you know, take him in the second round. That's fine. But what actually happened, what transpired, I to me, it doesn't make sense for a lot of NFL teams that needed quarterbacks. Or at least backup quarterbacks. I mean, you know, we're just talking about taking the best talent available at the pick. I mean, it didn't make sense for Sanders to be drafted as late as he was. But we're talking about all the quarterbacks taken in the draft. So after Gabriel, goes into Cleveland and nobody's expecting him to be a starter there right away. Absolutely no one. I mean, he'll be fourth on the depth chart. If we're talking to Deshaun Watson too. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel. It was a pick that befuddles me even now. And he'll compete with Shedeur Sanders. Sanders, I think, I mean, you stand them up against each other today. You want somebody to start for your NFL team right now. Sanders is the obvious pick. I mean, Sanders is the most NFL-ready quarterback in the draft. Teams didn't treat him like it. The next quarterback taken, two rounds later, and it was our man Sanders. Number 144 overall to the Cleveland Browns. Creating a huge chip on his shoulder, no doubt. Wonder if Sanders will lobby to be able to put three numbers on his jersey. 144, just to remind everyone of what they thought about him going into the draft. So Cleveland doubled up here. Two quarterbacks, why not? They had so many picks. I mean, whether the Jags had made a massive mistake in trading up for Travis Hunter is yet to be seen. It's unlikely. But they gave up a lot. Cleveland took advantage of it with their picks. One quarterback, two quarterbacks, why not? Sanders is a good prospect. I mean, he's not as small as I thought. You know, 6 foot two, almost 215 pounds, soaking wet. Shown to be tough, taking a lot of sacks. That's part of the problem. He's got a good arm, great short to intermediate accuracy. Willing to challenge defenders. A wide receiver's friend, places the ball where they can get it. An average athlete, you know, he's not his father in that sense, but he's got a good football mind, good football IQ. But his potential wasn't enough, apparently, for NFL teams to take him before the fifth round of the draft. That's got to hurt. But that'll be something he takes with him his entire career. That'll get him something to work for. I mean, if you were worried about the rich son of one of the NFL's greatest players getting complacent, then you don't have to worry about that now, because Sanders will be playing for vengeance, for revenge. It'll be a revenge narrative for literally every game that he plays in, because this team did not draft him, had the opportunity to, and did not. That's every team in the NFL. I mean, he'd do that against Cleveland if he could. They drafted another quarterback before him. They weren't even his first option. He wasn't even their first option for quarterbacks in the draft. Nobody's in his corner, it seems. But, you know, that's when coal is turned to diamond. So we'll see. Could be the best thing that could happen for Sanders. And he'll get time to develop as a quarterback, even though he's arguably already ready. He's run NFL-style offense at Colorado. But more quarterbacks are drafted, namely Kyle McCord from Syracuse, round 6, 181 overall to the Philadelphia Eagles. McCord, one of the few quarterbacks, maybe the only quarterback, who transferred from Ohio State and actually got better with his bevy of pass catchers. Had a great season at Syracuse. Good for him. Got him drafted. Pocket passer. Will attack you downfield. Needs better touch. Needs to handle pressure better for sure. But, you know, he joined the Eagles as the number 2 QB. The Eagles don't expect him to start this season. Hopefully not anytime soon. You know, it's one of the downsides in being drafted to a team that just won the Super Bowl that has their franchise quarterback, you know, is that you may become a journeyman for the rest of your career just by you landing on that team. But anything could happen. Hurts could get hurt. And then there you have McCord to take the reins. Seems unlikely. But likely to be the Eagles' number 2 quarterback. Maybe he gets a chance. Maybe he gets a Nick Foles chance. You know, Nick Foles, prime example of a guy that was brought in to be the backup, ended up being the hero of the Super Bowl. That could be McCord. So good for McCord. Gets to play on another Super Bowl contending team. They'll be contenders again this year. could get a ring before he ever starts an NFL game. After that, we have Will Howard, Ohio State, round six, number 185 overall to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Helped lead Ohio State to a national title in 2024. Big guy, big boy, tough player. Doesn't have a great arm for as big as he is. But he's a good play caller, can manage an offense. You know, seems like the kind of guy that the Steelers would like under center. I mean, it seems like they've had just a slew of underwhelming quarterbacks under center since Ben Roethlisberger. But they get another big boy in Will Howard. Doesn't have the arm of a Roethlisberger. But that's okay. They have great receivers. Howard has a chance to start this season. I mean, he's got to compete with Mason Rudolph, but, you know, that's not much competition, to be honest. Then again, I don't know if Howard has the upside. I don't know if he has much more upside than a Mason Rudolph. That's yet to be seen. But I think he's a good fit for the team and what they like to do. And this is, if we're talking about dynasty, if we're talking about fantasy, Howard is one of the better prospects at quarterback if you want a guy who could potentially play this season. I mean, Cam Ward, Jalen Milroe, potentially. And Will Howard thus far. I think best chances to make starts in fantasy this season. So far in the draft.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tonton products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
But teams are busy in round six. Riley Leonard out of Notre Dame, number 189 overall. Went to the Colts. All right, some of these comments. Welcome to Chad Harris. Someone, Shoff is our Shuckleberry. I don't know what that means. Oh, does it mean that, you know, is that how it sounds? It's Shock? Like Shuckleberry? Shock? Is it Tyler Shock? That sounded like what they were saying some of the time. I'm not sure if that's what you mean by that, but I'm not sure what else you could mean by that. You think he's a starter day one? Shoff? I mean, he could be. I mean, Derek Carr, maybe he's not ready. I mean, the Saints don't get any other help at quarterback. I mean, if that is the case, then I don't have high hopes for the likes of Chris Olave this season, for expecting to have a bounce back season. I don't know, but Shaw, he's older, more mature than some of these other guys. Maybe he does make a decent starter in his first season as a NFL rookie. He's 25. He'll be 26 when the season starts, though. He'll be like a Cooper Kupp. He definitely spent his time in college. Terminal scream out there. Did it again. Terminal sarcasm. Is Travis Hunter the 1-1? If league scoring allows him to get points on both sides. I mean, there's an argument for it, but I think it's less and less likely that he's going to – they might give him some snaps on defense, but I think they see him as a receiver first and foremost. I think if he gets any action on defense, it's going to be when teams are, you know, in dire straits and they need big plays and they put him in there to shut that down. But I think he'll mainly play wide receiver. And he's playing wide receiver opposite Brian Robinson. He's going to be arguably the second receiver on his own team. He's having to contend with Brian Thomas. Brian Thomas, who had a breakout year his rookie season. I mean, to me, if a rookie was an amazing rookie, nonetheless, though, is added to like the Vikings along Justin Jefferson, is he the 101? I mean, Brian Thomas isn't Justin Jefferson necessarily, but he's a good wide receiver. So Travis Hunter being there now, is he the 101? I don't think so. I think Austin Janty, I mean, he's going to be the starter for the Raiders. Undisputed. I mean, Hunter, as good as he is and as good as he may be in the NFL, I mean, we're looking at probably like a Higgins type role. You know, alongside a really good wide receiver, opposite a good, really good wide receiver in Thomas. So no, Hunter for me is not the 1-1. To me, it's Austin Janty. Hunter will be good. I mean, and you root for him. But like, I don't even know if right off the bat he's going to be the number one receiver on his team. Maybe a 1B or potentially a 1A if he's that good in the NFL. The Jags already have a marquee wide receiver. So to me, that takes him out of the 1-1 conversation. Harry Snowman is just standing Tyler Shaw. Says he's got good touch. Can layer the field. Was comeback player of the year last year. I mean, he had to be a candidate for it. You know? As long as he'd been playing. No, I don't hate the pick. I think it's fine, but it doesn't blow my mind. It doesn't make me really excited for the Saints receiving core. It doesn't. You know, he's efficient, can layer the field, has played a lot of football. But is he better than a Derek Carr on, you know, one of Carr's good days? Does he? I don't know. Does he offer more, like, considerable upside over a car on any given Sunday? I don't know. it doesn't get me excited. Maybe it will. Maybe as we get through, we start seeing practice, we start seeing him under center, maybe it'll make me more excited. But right now, not so much. We were talking about Riley Leonard, number six, and round six, number 189 overall to the Colts. So the Colts bring in more competition for Anthony Richardson. Leonard, prototypical size, good athlete, can run the ball, good vision as a runner. You know, sometimes leaves the pocket too early. But, you know, he's shown to be able to avoid sacks. Better underneath, you know, like Richardson. You know, and like Richardson, his deep ball is a question. So, Riley Leonard, I mean, they get a less dynamic quarterback in Indy, whose long ball, deep ball is also questionable, like Richardson. So I wouldn't say it's an improvement. So to me, it's like three question marks at quarterback for the Colts right now. Good luck with that and the musical chairs that are going to ensue. But, you know, I guess there is the possibility that Leonard ends up starting games this season. So for fantasy purposes, somebody you have to consider. After that, Graham Mertz out of Florida, round sixth, 197 overall to the Texans. Mertz coming off an ACL tear. Already 24 years old. I don't know. Seemed like a weird pick for the Texans to me, but maybe he was their best player on the board at the time. But it's unlikely he starts games this season or next. The Texans think they have their answer in CJ Stroud. I agree with them. After that, Tommy Mellott, Montana State, round six, number 213 overall to the Raiders. Comes in as a wide receiver slash quarterback. His RAS score, well, his RAS score is included in that acronym, was 9.68. Pretty good. To me, it makes sense to put him at wide receiver for the Raiders. They need wide receiver help. And I think they'll see where they can develop him. But to me, it makes sense to put Mellott at wide receiver. And if they do, then he provides potential value this season. You know, could be third in the pecking order behind Meyer and Bowers. You know, and he gets a dynamic back in Genty to buoy that offense. So Mellott, somebody to keep an eye on for sure if he starts at wide receiver, if he plays wide receiver, transitions to wide receiver fully in the NFL. Chaffee goes Fitzpatrick with a better arm. Not with a better beard, that's for sure. You think he's as heady as Fitzpatrick? Fitzpatrick, the Harvard, the Harvard grad? I mean, let's be honest. Fitzpatrick's best years were later in his career, I feel like. I feel like we didn't like Fitzpatrick, at least as a game winner. Game manager, sure, for years. But it wasn't until he showed that, you know, he could maintain that game managing ability well into his career that we really started to, you know, feel okay about him, at least in fantasy. You know, for the NFL, sure, it's fine. They could win games. But for fantasy, and that's what I'm here for, I don't know. I don't know that Schaff is that exciting. Applied literature says at least Daniel Jones is accurate-ish. Number one, accuracy rating on player profile. Something is broken on that site. That's the case. Daniel Jones, I mean, he doesn't pass the eyeball test. We've seen him. We've seen what he can. We know. Why did the Giants let him go if he's that good? The Giants. They'd rather go with Russell Wilson and or Jameis Winston than Daniel Jones. Indoors versus the NFC South versus Carolina Atlanta. Who is a better NFL quarterback, Schaff or Penix or Bryce Young? I mean, right now to me, if I'm talking about upside two, if I'm talking about somebody I have to plug in my lineup and I'm hoping to get, you know, potentially 30 points, I need 30 points to win on the week, then that's Penix automatically. I mean, and that's based on the talent he has at wide receiver too. But it's based on his upside, what I know he can do with his arm. For fantasy, that's Penix. I mean, if you're just talking about NFL quarterback, I don't know. I haven't seen enough of Schaff in the NFL. We haven't seen any of Schaff in the NFL to say that. But to me right now, the answer is Penix for both. Sorry, I'm on my Schaff bandwagon this morning. That's okay. Get excited. That's what we want. You know? If nothing else, fantasy football should bring you excitement to make your day better. That's why we're doing it, right? I mean, we're not paying our mortgages playing fantasy. Talking about it, maybe. But you know, if the player doesn't excite you, then I feel sorry for you. You know, if your team's quarterback doesn't get you revved up, you know, your rookie pick, then you know, then I feel sorry for you. So good for you, Harry Snowman. Hopefully, it pays off. A lot of comments this morning. John McGrath, draft room didn't seem too excited about the pick. About the Sanders pick. You're talking about Cleveland. I mean, it had been a long draft at that point, and I don't know if any team looked really excited to me, if any front office looked excited to me at that point in the draft. I mean, Andy Reid didn't look excited at any point in the draft. Phlegmatic. Yes, Penix has a ceiling, you agree, but we haven't seen him. No, we haven't seen Schaff either. We've seen a little of Penix. We've seen Penix win a championship. Well, we've seen him dismantle UT. Maybe not the championship. I think of that game against UT as the championship. It was a championship game. It was the closest we got to the championship that year. And I saw Penix take us apart. I did not care about Penix up to that point. I didn't think he was NFL ready. And I guess he wasn't at that point, but he seemed pretty damn close. Took the Longhorns defense apart, picked him apart. Laser precision. I hated to see it, but he seemed special. Applied Literature, definitely a begrudging selection of Sanders that night, John. I mean, he was the best player available. He had been the best player available. Why not take him? I got to get through the rest of these quarterbacks for this session. We'll talk about running backs tomorrow. Tommy Mulott, like I said, should be a wide receiver, I think, for the Raiders. Cam Miller, next pick taken, 6, number 215 overall to the Raiders. Another quarterback for the Raiders. In Tom Brady territory, this pick. Miller doesn't show a lot of traits that you would like to see us in a starting quarterback in the NFL. Looks like a backup for Geno Smith of the Raiders. The next pick, Curtis Rourke, Indiana, round 7, number 227 overall to 49ers. A 7th round pick by the 49ers? Rourke, another guy coming off an ACL tear. Had surgery in January. But he wasn't that mobile when he was healthy. So he's got prototypical size, and he's shown to be a winner, and sometimes that's all you need. But he's going to be a backup for the 49ers. And then last but not least, maybe least, I don't know. This was kind of a strange pick to me, or that he fell this far. Maybe after Sanders, the biggest surprise. And that's Quinn Ewers out of Texas. Number 231 overall, round 7 to the Dolphins. Hey, this is a situation that might actually lend itself to some fantasy production in his rookie season. Ewers could start games for the Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa's concussion history. Kind of hurts because Ewers reportedly turned on $8 million in NIL money to transfer elsewhere where after last season. Could have gone somewhere else. Made $8 million. But he didn't. You know, he'll still be rich. I guess this is a good fit for Miami. They have a quick passing game. You know, not a lot of moving pieces, so to speak. I think because of Tua Tagovailoa's health problems, this might be one of the better landing spots for a quarterback in the draft. And he's the last one taken. So it just goes to show. Ewers, who I've hated at times because he was the quarterback for my beloved Longhorns, and he screwed the pooch many a time. But, you know, he held off a Manning, sort of. Ewers, he was a top prospect, if I'm not mistaken, when he's coming into college. Top quarterback prospect in the nation. Shown not to be unflappable. You know, we may have someone like we may have another Sam Darnold on our hands. But Ewers isn't a bad quarterback. And I think he can make starts for the Dolphins this year. Harry Snowman still talking up shock in the chat. Are you just taking these from like Gronk? What's the deal? He also became the first Louisville quarterback to be drafted since Lamar Jackson in 2018. Well, there you go. He must be good. Anyway, I hope Shock works out for you. I hope all these quarterbacks work out for your teams, whoever your team is. Cowboys didn't draft a quarterback. I was hoping in my heart of hearts that they would take Sanders at some point just to have him. Just to boost confidence in the team. Just to sell seats, which I think is Jerry's top priority. Didn't happen. Goes to Cleveland. But, you know, there's a path. I see a path to fantasy relevance for Shedeur Sanders. I see a path for you, Roster Watch Nation, each and every one of you, to fantasy victory. Just stick with us this offseason, this end season, year-round. Stay tuned for Alex and Cody in a few hours. This has been the Trash Man on behalf of RosterWatch.com. Until next time, be ready.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.